B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub app. Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it slammed drunks.
Celtics fan, anything
yeah,
green.
Best play ever.
17
hey.
Championships. I think the Lakers got what, 16?
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We will get to those in just a moment, but Rich was talking about how often when he's making love to his significant other, there is a dog in there.
I'm just surprised it's never happened with you guys, where the dog just wants to jump up and...
No, it's just... We don't let the dog in, and then the dog just scratches at the door and barks.
Yeah. So and you just let it bark?
Well, twice a year, I mean, yeah.
That's right. Fred has a different schedule.
Right, at the blue moon.
Yeah, yeah. Every time there's a full moon. But, yeah, we just let it bark. But what are we going to do? Let it jump on the bed?
Yeah.
I'm just, with me knocking the boots, I'll show you a tape of me having sex. You'll see that that just can't happen. I'm all over the place. Fitful. Let's go to Sal. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So, one of my more interesting experiences with dogs on the bed during relations happened when my girlfriend and I, at the time, we were in the missionary position. Everything was great, and then suddenly... I feel the little front paws of her Jack Russell Terrier, her name was Elle, on the small of my back while we were in the missionary position and I was on top of her.
Now, was this a male or female dog?
Female dog, but she was quite dominant.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you.
It's just weird. Like, sometimes you'll forget, and then there'll just be, like, a tongue on your leg, and you're like, oh, okay, well, that just kind of ruined everything.
I can't believe you let a dog in bed.
I don't let him. He jumps up.
Why don't you close the door?
Because he'll bark. He'll, like, bark and yelp, and then it wakes up everyone. And you're like, all right, well, that's no fun. So, no, you just kind of got to deal with it and just do, like, the slide. Every once in a while, if you see him in your periphery, you just slide him to the corner.
I would rather the barking than the sliding.
Okay, then you'd rather everybody in the place awake, all your kids awake and everything?
There are times that that happens, yes.
Okay,
the kids are awake.
You'd rather have that not be the case.
I'm with John.
Because usually I'm drunk.
Okay.
And I want them to kind of see Daddy, you know.
They've never seen you drunk?
No, they've seen me drunk.
I was going to say. No, I'm on John's side. I'd much rather have the barking, and I don't care who it woke up.
Huh.
First of all, what's this nonsense about having sex during the evening? It must be done during the day.
Yeah.
If it's during the weekend, my kids could care less anyway. I could keep the door open for all they care because they're allowed to play video games.
True. The volume is loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk to A. Sherrod Blakely.
Maybe. Or are we?
Or are we? There's
it's coin flip.
All right. Here he is. He was out in front of the Garden yesterday for the big Celtics game. Here we go.
Can we use this for a radio?
Of course, why not?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Very proud.
Yep. Sylvester the Cat, obviously, in human form.
Suffering succotash.
Succotash.
Can we use this for a radio?
Of course, why not?
Providence, Rhode Island.
All right, cool. Tell me about the game.
I came with a Pacer fan. He was a little slow.
So, Providence is saying, oh, dude, stop. Don't talk about us anymore. We're trying to get people to move back here.
I came with a Pacer fan. He was a little slow. But they're caught up.
Finish strong.
We finished strong like does. And we came back and won.
Okay, you finished strong like does. Yeah. Is this Yoda?
Finished strong like does.
Like that's not even Yoda. It just doesn't make any sense. Just bad English. Say, Mr. Throne, like it does. Sounds like he says Minestrone before this, too.
It's like all the words are just trying to bust through a dam, and just it doesn't matter what order they come in, they're just shooting out. Minestrone like does.
Can you imagine, like, if your internet's down and you call this guy?
Say, fuck it, man. It's leaving a platform.
for a second. It's just power out there. What did I bring?
It's like a character on your new spinoff TV show, Greedo.
Yeah, like Greedo. Yeah, Greedo is hooked up this massive Christmas light thing. And he calls the electric company guy. I can't understand you.
Oh, Greedo.
And then Greedo goes and shoots him. And they're like, oh, Greedo, good for you. You killed the guy. If you don't know, my idea for one of the Star Wars spinoffs that are apparently happening is the show called Greedo.
With an exclamation point.
Yeah. I want to have a kid, Greedo. I don't think that we're ready for it. Oh, yeah, and then she comes out in lingerie, and he goes, Hachi Machi, all right, whatever you want.
It's like Kevin Can Wait.
Yep.
As Greedo.
It's like everybody loves Raymond. It's Kevin Can Wait.
Is there a very special episode of Greedo?
Yeah. Like, he finds one of his nephews has found his gun, and he says, don't use the gun.
He doesn't say that.
And he has to take it away from him. And then this guy shows up. That is a good safety. That's his only line.
Game, let's go!
All right, who performed the best today?
Kyrie Doug did good, but it was a team effort. You know, great defensive. You know what I mean? Let's go.
What are your thoughts?
Dude, this is a 1 o'clock game.
I'm not positive how much of this is drunk.
That's a good point.
Excited?
No, there might be some medicinal enhancements, I think, is what Fred's getting at.
What are your thoughts on Terry Rozier?
It's my boy. It's my boy. It's his last sad to see him go, but Dewey style.
All right, what are your thoughts about the game?
Do it Dewey style.
What? Dewey style.
Should.
All right, what are your thoughts about the game?
Well, I've been a Pacers fan for about 20-plus years.
20 years wasted down the drain. Boston, where it's at. Let's go.
Are you from Boston?
No, Providence.
Providence. All
right. Yeah. Right down the road.
Total loser.
Okay, all right. He sounds like he's the loser.
What is that?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yep. Again, Providence is saying, shh.
Let's go.
All right, we have more from the game. Also, Greedo, your parents are coming into town. You should have told me.
Una puta solo.
Nah.
Is that his catchphrase?
What's that?
Is it?
Una puta solo.
The crowd goes nuts. He turns to the camera and says that.
Yep. Shrugs his shoulders.
Right.
The boss is coming over for dinner.
Una puta solo.
The crowd starts dying laughing.
They just start dying laughing. The kids broke your mom's favorite plate. What are we going to do?
Una puta solo.
Oh, Greedo, you sat on your son's school project.
Una puta solo.
Needs to get done. All right, there's a 10% chance we'll talk to Sherrod Blakely coming up.
Una puta solo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Celtics by 16 with 8 minutes to go in game one. Morford moves to Kyrie against Sabonis. Gets the hand down, quick three, got it.
Ooh. Man, that's nasty. And you turned over and spoke to somebody.
Remember the time the Pacers had an 11-point lead?
Yeah.
And Tiger hadn't won the Masters in forever?
Yeah.
Those things are long gone. Celtics aren't going to win game one. They're going to run away with it.
You're calling this already?
I am.
again, Sean Graney's a pro. He could overcome the emotion of Tiger Woods winning the Masters and somehow still focus on his job. A'Sherrod Blakely covers the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. He is called in today. Joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Blakely, hello, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Look at you. You're all up and at 'em. You're full of energy. This is fantastic.
Hey, man, you get to see your team get a win in the playoffs, and it's like, hey, everything is upbeat.
How bad did
but then
it...
Okay, reality sets in.
Okay, yeah, I know. The reality sets in is that this Pacers team doesn't seem to have many scores. The second period, obviously infuriating with this team, and then something happened in that locker room at halftime, and I don't know what went on, but it seemed like they were playing defensively way more aggressively. And on top of that, they were making their shots. What changed, in your opinion, from the first half to the second half to make the Celtics look like two completely different teams?
Attitude. I think it hit them that, oh, crap, we're losing to this really crappy team that we should be beating. And then they come out of the second half, and they just started playing the way they're supposed to. I mean, it really is that simple. They know that they have to be the aggressor. They know that in this series, you are not going to beat Indiana by talent and talent alone. You actually have to put forth effort because that's all Indiana has going for it. They are a hardworking, team that's going to just, frankly, they're just going to make you play hard if you're going to beat them. And once that effort is matched, then it becomes about talent. And as we saw in the second half, it's not even close when you talk about talent. The Celtics are easily the better team from that standpoint. I thought Al Horford was kind of the catalyst when he started making some buckets and doing some things defensively. And it seemed like, once again, they started making shots that triggered their defense as opposed to the other way around. Bottom line is they survive in advance going to game two.
The big question was who was going to start in Marcus Smart's place at the two. And with, I guess, Bojan Bogdanovic, the closest thing Indiana has to a go-to scorer, the question is, who is going to guard him? I thought Jaylen Brown did a great job on him and took him completely away.
Yeah, the thing that surprised me about that was how Jaylen really, he locked in defensively. And he really wasn't looking to score. I thought there were two or three possessions early on where Jaylen would normally just jack up a shot. And rather than take the shot, he swung the ball to Al Horford or whoever and really made defense his priority. And I thought it was great. Showed growth in Jaylen's part to not look to do the same thing that he did coming off the bench and realize that for this team to be successful, he's going to have to really lock in defensively. He was 1-for-5 shooting, but I think most people will agree it was one of his better games because he did exactly what his role was that night, and that was to shut down Bogdanović as best he could.
Do you think the rest of the series is going to be this defensive struggle that takes the game back 20 or 25 years, or do you think we'll see more scoring as the series goes along?
Oh, God, it was painful. I mean, I was waiting to see, Danny Ainge and Sadale 3 get into a fight or something like that, the way this game was going. It was just so back in the 80s. I hope not. I think the Celtics will score, shoot the ball better than we saw last night. And I think Indiana, I just think they're going to continue to try to find some way to generate offense because they don't have anyone but Bogdanović, and he is at best, a slightly above average scorer in the NBA. And so I think this thing is going to be over fairly quickly because for the Celtics, they got the three things they wanted. They got the win, no one got hurt, and they left a lot of room to get better. And I think that last point, that is what we're going to see more of going forward. They're going to get better and better as the series goes on.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I hate to jump away from the Celtics now, but this is a series that I think, hopefully, there's really no reason the Celtics should lose the series. And I know yesterday was ugly, and in that first half it seemed closer than it was, but then I think we saw what both teams really are in the second half. I want to talk about what the hell is going on with the rest of the East, because what happened with the 76ers and Toronto? Let's start with the Sixers, because how much more embarrassing can it be than getting busted checking your cell phone on the bench during a basketball game that you're getting beaten at home?
I've been trying to rationalize because Amir Johnson, former Celtic, love the dude, love Amir to death. But all I could see when they showed the images kind of panning across the camera, all I could think was, what the hell were you thinking?
How much is that? What the hell were you thinking?
That's
obviously you can't do that. What are they looking at? Is it going to be a fine, a suspension? I doubt they would suspend him during the playoffs.
No, you don't need to suspend him because he doesn't play. So that's the pointless. That's a pointless punishment. You fine him. You have to fine him. But to me, the bigger issue than that was just the fact that their franchise player Joel Embiid did not show up.
Yeah,
I mean. He started off 1-for-9, 0-for-5 from 3-point range, and then I started thinking, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing taking 5 3-pointers when you've got this? You've got a guy on the block, Jared Allen for Brooklyn, who frankly, good defender, but Joel, you can eat him for lunch, dinner, and then have a midnight snack if you just go at him in the block, and he didn't.
Because he's hurt? You think it's because he's still hurt, Joel Embiid?
I think it's more than just a physical thing. I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, that load management description, when they gave him 5 of the last 7 games off, and I'm hearing that during that time, Joel didn't exactly take his conditioning as seriously as he needed to. So he was not quite physically fit, and it's beyond just the injury, that he just wasn't – he did what a lot of us do when we take a vacation.
Really?
He relaxed, okay. Got comfortable. And so when you watch him play early on, I'm thinking, why is he jacking all those threes? Well, when you're not physically where you need to be and you're big, what do you do in this day and age in the NBA? Mm-hmm. You shoot threes,
yeah.
A lot of them, even if you're not a very good three-point shooter. They got some issues in Philly. I mean, and this Brooklyn team is not going away. They play hard game in, game out. This is probably going to be a 6-7 game series unless Philly decides that, you know what, Joel, we're just going to let Jimmy Butler get us through this round. You just kind of chill. We got this one.
See, I thought that was going to be a much tougher matchup than most people thought. I mean, Brooklyn has got they're a talented team. Now, what's going on with Toronto, that was strange. Now, I actually didn't get to watch all of it. I just watched the highlights. What happened there, and why did Toronto lose?
Well, let's see. Let's start with Kyle Lowry, who made as many shots in that game as you, me, for all of us put together. That should never happen. That should never happen in a playoff game. Second, Orlando just really, they had great momentum going into the postseason. And usually what happens, teams like that, it just stops once they get to the playoffs. It's like, okay, great, you got to the dance, but you're kind of the ugly duckling in here because you just got in. So be happy you're in the dance, and that's it. Orlando is not trying to hear that. They played inspired basketball, and Toronto looked as though they thought it was going to be a cakewalk. Game 2 is going to be very interesting because it is the first time we've seen Toronto in a long time have to win a game in the playoffs and not have to worry about LeBron James. Because he's the ultimate, he ends their season year in, year out. They don't have that issue this year. But that is a motivated Orlando team. I'm surprised. That's the one surprise, really, of all the lower seeds winning that I just did not see coming. Because I just don't think they're as good. But they found a way to get it done. They had a lot of different guys playing well. Terrence Ross played with a chip on his shoulder, former Raptor. He made some plays, and Vucevic is just continuing to have an all-star caliber postseason as well as the regular season.
All right, A'Sherrod Blakely, you were at the game, and just judging by videos, I need to get a sense from you because you were there. Who got a bigger pop on the Jumbotron, Larry Bird or Robert Kraft?
Oh, damn it. I knew this question was coming. Damn it. Okay. From my perspective, I thought Kraft got the larger ovation. And here's why. I thought when they first started applauding for Larry, it was really loud at first, and then, you know, it died quickly. Kraft's was similar loud-wise, but it lasted longer. And so overall, Kraft, I thought, had a louder applause. And it shocked me, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
well, I thought it would be a little bit more mixed, applause and booing, but there was no booing. It was all like, yay, our guy, hey, clap, clap, clap.
Now, what about DJ Pauly D?
Oh, yeah, when they showed Pauly D up there, because I think they're 2-0 at games that Pauly D has attended this year.
Yeah, they're going to find a way to milk that for all it's worth. But I can't blame him. But that's such a Pauly D thing to do, though. He's just a great at maximizing that 5 minutes of fame or 2 wins in the Garden, whatever you want to call it. That was pretty cool, though.
Does Pauly D have to buy his tickets or this ticket?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Does he buy his own tickets?
You know, I don't know. But if he's 2-0, I'm thinking he's probably not cutting checks for those tickets.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think they're using it now as kind of like it's the Pauly D bump.
Yes, and I mean, it works for both. He gets free tickets, they get a little Pauly D bump. Boom.
All right. I think there's no way he gets those for free.
He might now. Now he might. I think that's what AJ Rod said.
But DJ Pauly DeVecchio has to tour the world DJing. He can't be in Boston all the time. He drives a Rolls Royce. All right, AJ Rod, Blakely covers the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
No problem, fellas. Take it easy.
See you, man. I'm telling you, I saw it on the video because I don't think they showed it on NBC Sports Boston, at least, because that's what I watched it on. But when Robert Kraft was up there, man, I mean, the place went crazy.
He actually had a trash can on fire in front of him, and he was
singing doo-wop.
Yeah, and he had his hands over
him and Wick together, just like
a little
away. I told you, I said it, when you guys were talking about him potentially showing up at the Red Sox thing, I'm like, he is going to come out of that field and people are going to lose their minds. And of course, he didn't show up there. And instead, he chose that maybe he was waiting for that thing on Friday to go down.
Didn't seem like anything was decided on Friday.
No. The main thing that came out of it, like the big news that came out of it,
is
the prosecution admitted there is no evidence of human trafficking. Like, even the prosecution admitted it. And they said that all that stuff, there's nothing on human trafficking. And so, of course, maybe that's why he felt good about going out. But they're making a decision on the legality of the video, I think, sometime this week now.
Oh.
They said it was going to take a little bit of time. They took everything in and they listened to, of course, both sides. But I think the one major thing, the headline that came out of it was that, finally, officially on the record, they said that whole human trafficking stuff that everyone came out and showboated at the very beginning.
Now we don't
the
have headlines anything.
With, yeah, there's nothing there. They got nothing.
That doesn't mean they didn't think something was there. And that's, sometimes your investigations go sideways. But, if they didn't find anything about the trafficking, Robert Kraft didn't do anything.
Well, I don't think that even he would admit that he didn't do anything.
Just kidding. applaud the guy. What did he do? He just gets out. He just went in there and he was like.
He just said, now it's time to finally show the world.
Was he waving
RKK
the towel?
RKK is back. RKK is back.
He's waving the towel.
The crowd went crazy.
Why wouldn't they? He's their guy. All right, so more recaps on the way. Young Nicholas was out risking life and limb at the Celtics game.
You know where Pauly D is from, by the way?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Providence, Rhode Island.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today. For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it's slammed drunks.
Celtics fan, anything green.
Best play ever.
17 right. Championships. I think the Lakers got what, 16?
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and maybe you went to the Celtics game yesterday and you got drunk and now you're running the marathon. I applaud you. You were truly a functioning alcoholic.
John just said something to me off the air because we were talking about what happens if the Raptors, who are the 2 seed, and the 76ers, the 3 seed, let's say they end up losing. That would mean that the Celtics still play the Bucks in the second round, and then you've got the winner of the Nets and the Magic going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
You get through Milwaukee to be a cakewalk to the finals.
Unfortunately, you have to play Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, you do.
They looked pretty good yesterday.
It just is strange that there is a case where if one of those teams moves on, if things continue the way they are, once again, it's only one game. But if the Nets and the Magic end up defeating the Sixers and the Raptors. By the way, I think the Nets win that series. I don't think the Magic do.
I'm not convinced the Nets win. I mean, the Sixers had a bad game. I think it's one game, and the Nets have been playing really well.
They have been.
Sixers are a better team. They should bounce back from this.
I think that Jimmy Butler messes up everything. I think there's a weird infection.
In this series.
Now
that
he's the only one who played well last game.
I know, but it doesn't mean, once again, we've seen it before. You have good players who can play well on their own, but it doesn't mean it makes the chemistry any better.
I
just don't believe in the Sixers, and I haven't for a while now.
However, I believe in them good enough to get out of round one. I mean, I don't think they're a threat to win a title.
I mean, they exist.
Well, yeah.
Just because you don't believe in them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But I just still find that crazy that they don't reseed. The NBA never. I mean, this problem happens a lot, but this would just be gratuitous. It would be Bucks Celtics in the second round, and then you would have Nets and Magic.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Augustine pumping down threes. You'd have it all. Star power, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to get to the recap-a-roo?
Let's do it, shall we?
Let's do it. All right. Nicholas, with a heart valve in place, found naked and in near death by his girlfriend. Naked, unable to explain why he was naked, but nonetheless, his buttocks showing, his skin yellow.
Unable to explain.
Is that right?
Maybe it's because he was basically dead.
Yeah, but you've got the energy to take off all your clothes.
I mean, it was getting hot. She wasn't too upset about not knowing why he was naked.
Well,
it was more like, why aren't you breathing?
No, she said at first she saw him naked and thought that he was screwing around. And then they institutionalized her for 7 days for thinking that Nick got another girl. But there he was, naked and afraid. He had soiled himself.
Is that right? I didn't hear that.
He had to have soiled himself.
Nick, thumbs up, thumbs down. Oh, got a thumbs up?
Yeah, he had soiled himself.
Yeah.
She walked into a room full of feces.
Quite a picture there.
Urine and feces.
Oh, it's a new morning show across the street.
Well, let's change our name. There's a show on NPR already called
Urine and Feces in the Morning.
All right, here we are. Here we are as we join Nicholas out there risking life and limb.
Can we use this for the Ram?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Talk to me about today's game.
Hey, yo, C's game one. Easy money. Spread -7.5. Covered by 10. We're locked in, baby. 4-game sweep. Hey, Indy, your sister's ass.
Indianapolis is a sister?
Yeah. Indianapolis.
There you go.
My man Robert Kraft was in the building tonight, baby. Looking like an absolute savage out there, baby. My man Robert Kraft was in the building tonight, baby. Looking like an absolute savage out there, baby.
I'm as savage as it gets, baby. Baby, don't turn on me, my lord. It's medieval on your ass.
Not in your ass, but
your sister's ass.
Just that, like, I don't think Kraft did anything wrong, but this blind, it's like one thing about Boston.
Ugh. So you said you know Bird.
Yeah, hey, Curry College. Yo, Bird, you're my dog, dude. Give me the follow back. I've been waiting for a while.
Oh, another graduate
really?
Of Curry College.
Curry College.
Wow. Hey, Curry College, you don't even need to start advertising. I mean, your alumni speak for themselves.
They would pay money to have Bird stay off the mic.
I've talked to two Curry College alums in the last, when did we first bring this up?
I don't know.
A week ago, the last couple of weeks, I bumped into two Curry College alums who really want to speak to Bird about keeping away from the whole Curry College thing. They want to make sure that they distance themselves from him.
What did Bird major in again?
I don't know.
Reading and
education.
Stuff.
Okay.
Oh, he was a communications major.
Oh, that's fine.
You can't find a tougher major than that.
Yeah, hey, Curry College. Yo, Bird, you're my dog, dude. Give me the follow back. I've been waiting for a while. I beat your ass in cornhole back in 17. Let's go!
We're looking forward to Giannis.
Wait, now Bird knows who it is.
2 years ago?
Out in the street.
He's in his 30s.
We had an alumni weekend during football season. That's all.
Okay, all right.
alumni weekend. They all had to ride bikes.
Gianni, we coming at you, bro. We're going to come to your hometown. We're going to smash you, and we're going to come off victorious.
Raptors, your chips, Canada, your sister's ass.
What? Can you imagine a Curry College reunion, and it's just like all Taco Bell and coloring books
and a keg.
And
you get your diploma. When you open it up, it just says three words.
Your sister's ass.
In Latin.
Your sister is assum.
It just says thanks. Because Curry College, the diploma just says thanks for the money.
What was your major in?
I beat your ass in cornhole back
then. Your major is in cornhole.
All right.
Isisceras Asium.
Your sister's ass.
I beat your ass and pinned the tail on the donkey. 97. I beat your ass in tiddlywinks.
Let's go.
Yo, Bird, 2017. We built a fort in the living room.
Your sister's ass.
All right. We'll be right back. There's one more recap.
Your sister.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Total loser! Providence, Rhode Island.
Your sister's ass!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And that's the kind of excitement that occurs when you go out to a playoff game, as there was one yesterday afternoon. Nicholas went out there to talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And here is his final one.
Can we use this for the radio?
Absolutely.
All right. Of course, man.
Talk to me about today's game.
No, f*** everybody that thinks we're not going there. We're f***ing going. I don't f***ing care. We're buzzing. F*** you. Let's go.
So where are they going?
I don't know.
Lake?
Going to the Tops. They're going to Canopy Lake Park, yes.
No, I don't care what you say. It's road tripping.
They're going to ride untamed.
We're going to the laser show. We're going to see the Rush one.
We're going to the finals. We'll win that shit. We're beating Golden State or the Rockets. The Celtics are f***ing going all the way.
By the way, my name's Gordon Hayward, and I'm f***ing back. Let's go!
Your thoughts on Tiger Woods winning the Masters today?
F***ing legend. That guy needs to be back in my life, you know what I mean?
You can't stop nobody.
You can't.
Still ball
it. You can't let that hurt you, man. You can't.
If you could say anything to the Boston Celtics, what would it be?
Kyrie, please stay, and if you stay, I'll give you a nice fat This is Gordon Hayward, by the way.
You might scare him away.
This is Gordon Hayward. I'm Gordon Hayward. I just played. That's me.
If that's your thing, it's cool. I accept that.
I just want the fans to know that Gordon Hayward wants to...
Okay.
It's all.
I have a feeling he said something, and then immediately, like, whoa, boy, I just actually said that out loud. That's Gordon Hayward, not me. I'm playing a character right now.
Whatever it was, it was really funny.
Well, I mean...
Let's go!
I mean, I don't know if this is a guy that could, you know, kick Bird's ass in cornhole.
I beat your ass in cornhole back in 17.
Did that actually happen, Bird?
That was his major.
Kicking ass in cornhole? That's the name of the class?
Yeah. Like 5 or 6 points.
So you knew who this guy was?
Yeah, I off the top of my head, I remember his face, but I don't remember his name.
But you know that somebody just kicked your ass in cornhole a bunch?
Yeah. I remember because I was very competitive that day.
Where were you?
Curry College parking lot by the football field.
Just the parking lot?
Yeah, it was alumni weekend, so the whole parking lot's closed off. They play cornhole, table tennis.
They put buckets on their head and run into each other?
The whole parking lot was closed. All the Mercedes and Teslas played Zoom with buckets on their head. I had to find it other where to go.
Jesus. It's an alumni weekend.
Sounds like a Gronkowski family dinner.
Right. I mean, they just play Zoom. Stuff the shirts with pillows and run into each other as fast as you can. And last one standing's the winner. In every sense of the word.
They had a dramatic reading of the places you'll go.
The pocket lot. Just open up all the places you'll go. The Curry College parking lot.
It's fun to be back in the parking lot.
And they turn to the second page and just says,
your sister's in!
Did Candyland.
Competitive Candyland.
No, that means three squares back.
What'd you major in? Go fish.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into Hi-Ho Cheerio. Oh, I mean Cheerio.
It's between Curry College and nothing. The Army was my safety school. All right.
I got yelled at by this weekend on Twitter. People saying that, including by our own Jim Murray. I just put something on Twitter. I don't know why I did, just because... There's really no need to put something like this on there. Maybe it was just like, hey, dude, I've got something that I just can't keep inside. It's this crazy feeling down deep in my loins. And I just, I posted, I said, it was like right before I took a nap on Friday. I said, postseason Kyrie is why LeBron is one of his rings. Gordon Hayward is playing near the level we all imagined pre-injury. Al Horford's been consistently great all year. Since adding Baines to the starting five, the defense has been exceptional. And in seven games, I'll take Brad Stevens over any coach in the East. The Celtics are going to the NBA Finals. And that was immediately met with... It was the tweet that launched 1,000 memes.
I mean...
Like, eye-rolling meme. Then it was like the Jack Nicholson meme. Every meme came my way. And Jim Murray said, looks like the edibles finally kicked in on Rich. Why is that so outrageous, by the way?
Well, it's playoff shirt and leap. I think Fred and I can agree that this is playoff shirt and leap. But when the playoffs start... You go crazy when the Celtics start.
I was right last year.
What were you right about?
I was right. I said that they have a shot of making it to the finals. That was
the
beginning.
They always have a shot.
No. That was at the beginning of the playoffs where no one was giving them any kind of chance.
You mean a shot to the Eastern Conference Finals?
To the finals. No, I said the finals. And they're one game away. So, I mean, that was pretty close.
Okay.
That was close. This is different, however. What am I wrong about?
No, you're not wrong about anything. Gordon Hayward looks as good as he's looked in a Celtic uniform. The last 2 weeks of the regular season, they looked much better. With Aaron Baines added to the starting lineup, they looked much better on defense. But I think we have too much data to look at to say that they are an NBA finalist.
But we don't have data with Gordon Hayward playing the way that he was playing. We don't have data with Kyrie Irving actually
this
caring.
This team has been so wildly inconsistent all year long. I'm not ready to say that this team is an NBA finalist.
I understand, but I also think that they're too talented. And really, the major factor is
Brad
Stevens.
They've been too talented all year, and Brad Stevens has been the head coach all year.
It hasn't been a seven-game series all year. And that's what I think makes most
Rich,
of the difference.
I hope you are absolutely correct. Talent-wise, this team certainly has the opportunity to go to the finals, but there's something there that has been dogging them all year. I hope they've left it behind. I do. I hope they've left it behind. They are certainly better or as good talent-wise as any team they will face in the playoffs in the East. The question is, can they follow through on the promise we all thought they had all year long? Rich, I hope you are correct.
I'm just glad that they're playing the Pacers in the first round and Marcus Smart's able to just get...
This is the best possible opportunity they could have had.
if they lose the Pacers, just fire everyone. Trade everyone.
Other than Detroit, this is the best possible opponent they could have had.
Sure. Well, Detroit doesn't even have... What's his name playing?
Blake Griffin. Griffin's got the knee. He may be out the entire series.
Yeah, and... what's his face? Drummond lost his mind and got kicked out of that game.
Yeah, what did he do? He went underneath that guy.
Submarined him.
Yeah, submarined him, and that got him out.
All right, Manny's calling you out. Go ahead, Manny.
Rich, just let them play, buddy. I mean, last year, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, They beat the Cavs. And you're like, that's it. They're going to the finals.
No, no, no. It was after two games. Yeah, you're right. They won the first two.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's it. They're going to the finals. But that was...
Just let them be, Rich.
Rich is the whammy?
Our job is to make predictions. Our job is to make predictions here.
Rich is not. I like that.
Well, I think it's fun to make predictions. It's fun. It's like, how far can this team go? And I believe that if you look at everything on paper and how they've been playing at the end of the season ever since they made the two biggest changes, well, one was a change and one was just somebody's health. Now that Gordon Hayward's playing well.
I like that. Rich is the whammy. Let's just play the pressure luck theme every time you do this. Stop!
Well, you think that I'm jinxing them?
Yep.
Well, I have that power. I am indeed a cleric level 7 with chainmail. Yeah, right. However, I do believe that I think that this team is good enough to make it to the finals. And the way that they've been playing, and Brad Stevens, I think, is the X-factor.
They've always been good enough to make the finals. The question is, can they follow through?
Sure. And I believe that they can. I'm taking Kyrie Irving at his word that they are actually going to try now that the playoffs are here. And we've seen what Kyrie does in the playoffs. I've never seen him phone it in. In all the years that I've seen him in the playoffs, I've never seen him once phone it in. And I do believe that he is going to be the guy. He's going to be your assassin. He's your killer. He's going to win you some games. And now that you have Gordon Hayward playing at a level that is somebody who could score 20 points if needed, if he was a starter, he'd be scoring 20 points. But off the bench, to have a guy that effective, that's what you need.
All right, there you have it. There's the matchup.
People saying that I am high. Mm-hmm. Tisk, tisk. You watch. You'll be on Team Rich after a while.
I don't know how getting high would you make you predict something crazy. It doesn't have that effect. I'm so high, I think that the Celtics are going to win the East.
Someone says, because you're a full sock puppet sheep all year, you're simply a Celtics bobo. I love that term. It does whatever Ainge says. Nope, I was out on the Celtics for a while there.
How many games did you think they were going to win, though? You thought they were going to win like
72 at the beginning of the season.
I said 63 was my final number.
He backed that off to 63.
But before the season started, I said 63.
72, and the exhibition season started, it was 63 at the beginning of the season.
Okay. All right, so no commercials here, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.